15 years ago today, Saddam Hussein's forces attacked the Kurdish city of Halabja in northeastern Iraq. It's estimated as many as 5,000 people were killed and thousands more injured. The attack on Halabja was part of an offensive against the Kurds of northern Iraq. Other villages were also hit with chemical bombs in 1987 and 1988. Katrine Michael, an Iraqi Christian, was a member of the Kurdish resistance when the village she was living in was hit by bombs containing mustard gas and cyanide. Katrine Michael joins us now in the studio, along with Hayar Hamdani, who participated in the uprising against Saddam Hussein in southern Iraq at the end of the Persian Gulf War. We've asked them both to join us to give us an Iraqi perspective on the possibility of war against Iraq. Dr. Michael, first of all, can you tell us what happened when your village was hit by chemical weapons?
June 5th, 1987, 7:30 p.m., 12 aircraft invade us and bombed us. We were in the shelters during the time of bomb. And then we came out after they left. We didn't know that it's chemical weapons, because this was first time that Saddam used chemical. Nobody has experienced before. 2 o'clock after midnight, a friend of mine, she wake me up and she said, "Get up, get up." She said, "It's chemical weapons." I said, "Why? How you know that?" And she said, "Because everybody has now blebs on their skins. Everybody start vomiting and we couldn't breathe."
What happened to you yourself? What were you experiencing physically?
We start to move. They gave order to move from the area. And I start, my eyes start tearing and swollen. So that time I start to feel that I cannot see.
And how long did that last?
3 days I was blinded. And I vomited everything that I had in my stomach. And I start coughing, very hard cough, because it threat our throats.
And then what happened after that in terms of that region? Were there a number of other reports of the use of chemical weapons against villages other than Halabja?
Yes. At that time, when happened this, we were 500, not only fighters, civilians, children, kids. So Saddam was just testing the international community, how is going to react. Nobody react. Nobody mentioned even that. So Saddam encouraged Saddam to use it again. And Saddam used chemical weapons in small areas 20 times before Halabja. Halabja, it comes up because it was the major city and 1,000 being killed. But Saddam used it 20 times before Halabja.
Let me turn now to you, Mr. Hamdani. You took part in the uprising against Saddam Hussein. This happened in southern Iraq, and it was at the end of the 1991 Persian Gulf War. First of all, what were your expectations at that time of the assistance that you would get from the U.S. and allied forces in terms of this uprising?
Actually, we didn't have any help. I remember when we went to liberate Nasiriyah City in the south, the American army were taking our weapons away from us. We didn't know why. We didn't understand why. And the day we had the uprising, which is March 1st, the helicopters of the U.S. Army, they were flying above us and calling us to revolt against Saddam. It was a big encouragement for us. We thought, you know, we are going to maybe take over the power, or at least to liberate ourselves from the tyranny of Saddam Hussein. In a way, so actually, we did not have any help from that.
One of the stated goals of the Bush administration now, if it does go to war against Iraq, is regime change. Is that what you'd like to see happen now? Do you want to see the U.S. military overthrow Saddam Hussein?
Personally, yes, I want to see that. But let me clarify this. We have a mixed feeling. You know, I lived in Iraq during the 1991 war, and I know what cruise missile can do, or how these cluster bombs, you know, kill people in Iraq. And I don't want this to happen in Iraq. I don't want my family go to the river and get water again, because the United States had bombed the water plant and all the major infrastructure of Iraq was destroyed at that time.
Dr. Michael, what about you? How do you feel about what should be happening now? Do you think that the United States should be overthrowing Saddam Hussein by any means? Would you have any reservations about what the United States is planning to do?
As Iraqi person, I don't want my country to be destroyed. But what we want, because we suffer a lot from this regime, it's enough, supposed to be removed. What way we should remove this regime to have less casualties, less victims? I'm asking all the international community that they are against to remove Saddam because they don't feel how we feel, Iraqi people. We need to build democracy in our country.
All right, I have to ask you both this, and you can both respond, because you both expressed the feeling that you don't want to see your country destroyed, you don't want to see civilian casualties, you don't want to see infrastructure destroyed, and yet apparently the United States is preparing a massive air war. What do you think is going to happen?
The truth, we cannot answer, because we don't know what's their military plan, but I've been in White House twice the last 2 weeks, and we insist we should protect either our people or the troops of United States, because victims is not going only Iraqi people. Troops of United States is going to be victim also. So how they are prepared, we give them information that to have at least their own plan to protect our people and their own people.
Mr. Hamdani?
This is what are we talking about, less destruction. I know that it's very hard to distinguish between targets in Iraq, but like we know the presidential palace of Saddam Hussein, it's an open area, wide open area. They can target that. We know they can target the Ba'ath Party headquarters, the ruling party of Iraq. This is what we're talking about. We want to be, you know, the change in Iraq. But we wanted to ask the president, you know, of the United States and his army that please less destruction than 1991.
Katrine Michael and Haider Hamdani are both Iraqi opponents of Saddam Hussein living in exile in this country. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.